Thanks for being with us. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and this is The Takeaway. Her face is everywhere. Frida Kahlo t-shirts and mugs and tote bags, even Barbie dolls, all neatly packaged for our consumption. Her signature flower crown, bold unibrow, and brightly colored dress have become cultural shorthand for third wave feminism. Her life, at times turbulent and painful, has been depicted dramatically in movies and on television, including the 2002 release, Frida, starring Salma Hayek. We're listening to a song from that film's soundtrack. But this extraordinary artist was not just iconic, she was human.
Frida was a warrior. Frida was a woman who loved life. Like she signed in her last painting, Viva la vida, here's to life. She was ahead of her time. She was someone who wasn't afraid to be herself.
Jaime Lozano is working with Frida Kahlo's family to bring her story to life in a new way. Why a musical to tell this story?
I mean, why not? Why not?
that's such a great answer. Yes, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Jaime is the composer for Frida, the musical, produced by Valentina Berger, written by Nina Bieber, and set to open on Broadway in 2024.
I strongly believe in the power of musical theater. I think it's one of the most complete and beautiful forms for storytelling. And we're basing this musical on a book called Intimate Frida that was written by Frida's niece, Isolda Pinedo Kahlo, who used to live with them when she was a child. And one of the things that captured my attention in the book, one is that Frida loves singing. She was singing the whole time. She was painting and singing. And another thing is, she loved watching people dance. She used to ask to her niece to dance for her, and that cheered her up when she was like watching other people dancing. It was a really important part of Frida's life, music, dancing and singing. And that's what we're trying to do, just celebrate this women that was ahead of her time, that was a warrior, and had inspired many, many of us in many, many ways.
The production starts with Frida Kahlo's youth in Mexico City. Her volatile marriage to and divorce from painter Diego Rivera. And her travels through Paris and New York before returning home to her final resting place at the famous Blue House. When she was only 18, Frida Kahlo survived a horrific bus accident that left her with a shattered spine and pelvis and a lifetime of chronic pain. Her life was not easy, but she found joy in it. Those who knew her best say she was funny, smart, and full of energy, all of which the musical aims to capture.
It's a very different point of view, and I think that makes it very, very special because I think we always see Frida as this legend, sometimes like unreachable, you know. We look to her paintings and we see a lot of suffer, we see a lot of pain, but usually we don't think about the other side. And what we want to present to the audience, the story that we want to tell, it's a story of a real human being. It's sad moment, but also moments full of celebration and joy. I mean, we all know about many moments that other movies or documentaries or other like theater pieces has shown. But what we wanted to do is it's go deeper than that. It really show this tridimensional character that is actually a human being, a real human being. And that's the only way that we can learn and that we can enjoy and we can give more value to her journey.
That's singer and actress Florencia Cuenca performing a preview of Wings, one of the songs that Jaime composed for the Frida musical. She's also his wife. The song is based on one of Frida's most famous quotes, made in reference to her devastating accident.
Pies para que los quiero si tengo alas para volar. That means feet, what do I need you for? If I Find Wings to Fly. Actually, that was the very first song that we wrote for this project. And it was during the pandemic. We wrote this song like 2 years ago, around 2 years ago. We were here just in this crazy lockdown, not being able to go out. And it's like a mantra for many of us that art helps us to fly, you know. We have ways to go further. We have ways to go beyond life. And I think we were flying when we were writing this song. We were maybe in a lockdown in this pandemic here at home with my wife, with my son, just struggling to pay the rent, just struggling, trying to juggle with everything, with virtual school and writing and projects and all that. And when we were writing this song, I just felt that we were flying, you know. We were just transcending, telling this story, and knowing that this song was inspiring us to do more and to learn from Frida. We showed this song to the Frida family, who are really very supportive with the show. They were, oh, we love this, and I think that a musical is a great idea to tell the story of Frida. And thanks to this song, we start writing all the other songs. And it's just a song that is very close to our heart, because everything that it says.
I'm so interested in this connection that you're making with the experience of the pandemic and the quarantine, and a link to that human experience that Frida had as a young woman, 18 years old, when she was seriously injured and spent all of that time, you know, in that full body plaster, immobilized, kind of in that period of confinement. I am not sure that I would have thought of that in connection with the experience of confinement that so many felt in the context of the quarantine.
Yeah, I there's many, many ways to relate with Frida's story. And we want people to really be affected by the story in a good way and to connect with that. And at that time was the way that I connected with her struggle, you know, and that helped us a lot to start writing the show.
Okay, let's take a break. Back with more on Frida's story when we return. This is The Takeaway.
This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, I'll talk with psychologist Jonathan Haidt about his book, The Anxious Generation.
We're overprotecting in one place, and I'm saying, lighten up, let your kids out. And we're underprotecting in another, and I'm saying, don't let your kids spend 9 hours a day on the internet talking with strange men. It's just not a good idea.
Jonathan Haidt on the New Yorker Radio Hour from WNYC Studios. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back on The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and we're continuing our conversation with Jaime Lozano, longtime musical theater director and composer who's part of the creative team behind Frida the Musical, which is coming to Broadway in 2024. What surprised you? What did you learn that you didn't expect to find in working on this project?
To be honest, what I learned is more than about the project of Frida herself, it's about myself, you know. And I found myself in those songs. That is the thing that made me think, I think we are in the right path. So knowing that I feel closer to that story, realizing this moment that we have, this parallel moment that we have in common, has helped me to be more honest with the story. And I just love learning about myself as I'm digging and writing the story.
And like most artists, Jaime brings his own story into much of this work.
as you can notice by my accent and my English, I'm originally from Mexico, born and raised in Mexico. And the first time that I came to the States, to New York City, I was already 20 years old. And since then, when I found myself in the middle of this beautiful city, beautiful and diverse city, I knew that I wanted to write and tell my own stories, stories about myself, about my people, about my community, about my country, about my familia, about the Latinx community, the Mexican community. And that has been my goal and my mission, just to share all these stories, because these stories deserve to be told and heard. That has been one of the reasons why I've been doing musical theater in this city, because I want to honor my people. I want to bring these stories to life. I want to let other people know what is our journey, what is our struggle, what is our joy. And in that way, being that specific, I have found that many people from many countries around the world relate with these journeys. They don't need to be from Mexico. So I create these project songs by an immigrant, and I have the honor that amazing Latinx performers from the Broadway community and beyond are singing my songs. We have been doing sold out concerts in the most important venues around New York City, even in Mexico.
Released in 2020, Songs by an Immigrant features The Familia, a lineup of Latinx Broadway and off-Broadway performers singing about the immigrant experience in the United States, its joys and challenges, and using music to bridge the gap. Pérez López González Méndez, you also the same. If you want to work in this business, you gotta change your name. Can you tell me a little bit about the song, You Gotta Change Your Name?
Mandy Gonzalez is a Mexican-American, amazing performer. She has been on many, many Broadway shows, and she was a few days ago, she did her last performance in Hamilton on Broadway as Angelica Schuyler. She's a very close friend. And I was reading this interview when back in the time when she was starting, her agent asked her to change her last name, because Gonzalez was like not American at all. And if she wanted to have jobs, and she decided to keep her last name. And so this song is about that, about people asking us not be ourselves, you know, to change who we are. I mean, that's part of our journey. And sometimes maybe it could be easy if I say, oh, my name is Jaime Lozano. But no, my name is Jaime Lozano. Mm-hmm. And I have to honor my people, and I have to honor my name, and I have to honor my journey. And that's the way this song was born, because someone asked Mandy to change her last name. And I think many people has related with the story. That's why we wrote this song, because we need to honor and to love who we are.
Jaime says his ultimate goal with music is to create community and build bridges among all of us, not unlike the subject of his upcoming musical. Just to end, I want to come back to Frida. How do you see her as a bridge creator?
Oh, I mean, she's a bridge in many, many ways, starting with her art, you know, her art, putting herself, I mean, she invented the selfie way before the selfie existed, you know?
That's so
we are trying to tell our own story. So she has taught us to do that. We are learning from there. She's a bridge to tell our own stories, to not be afraid to tell stories about ourselves and who we are, to not be afraid to be who we are, not only in our writing, but in our daily lives, being out there and just being ourselves, being honest and creating a community with our people and beyond with other communities. So I think that is the key, that creating those bridges in the way that Frida did back in her time. André Breton, the creator of the surrealistic movement, he used to say, "Oh, Frida is a surrealistic painter," and she said, "Oh, I'm not surrealistic. I just paint from my heart. I just paint who I am." She was connected with all kind of painters, poets, artists from all over the world, from every single country. And the thing that connected them was art. So that's what we're trying to do, like connect with people through this story and through this musical that hopefully is going to be a piece of art, that an art piece that people is going to feel related with, and it's going to help to reconnect with who we are.
Jaime Lozano, the composer of Frida the Musical, which is in development for 2024. Thank you so much, Jaime.
Thank you. My pleasure. And I hope to see you soon in person.